Luke 10:25-37. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Four questions. The first question. The doctor of the law asks Jesus a very important question about heaven, and he phrases it in a very subtle way. By asking Jesus what he must do to inherit heaven, that is, to receive heaven, he avoids the common mistake that many of us make in thinking we can somehow earn heaven by doing certain things, that is, performing enough good works in order to get in. He shows that he knows heaven is a free gift, a grace that God freely offers to all of us, instead of trying to obey the rules and commandments in order to get or make ourselves get into heaven. He already realizes our good actions are merely a proper response to such a generous gift. It is then not so much about us getting into heaven, but rather about heaven getting into us, allowing heaven to get into us. The second question. When Jesus affirms that we are called to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, the question becomes, who is our neighbor? This question specifically concerns an interpretation of the Jewish law, which only obligated them to love their fellow Israelites, as opposed to a wider interpretation that was more inclusive and thus challenging for them to love everyone. The question itself, however, seems to indicate the scholar of the law might be looking for a loophole that reduced the obligation to love the Gentiles and thereby be excused from the command to love everyone. The third and fourth questions. In answering who our neighbor is, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. While they all encounter the robbed man on the road, the priest and the Levite seem to get stuck on this question. If I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? As opposed to the Good Samaritan who asks himself, if I don't stop to help this man, what will happen to him? I think of how often I ask only the first question about many things. Maybe sanctity actually grows when the second question comes first. We perhaps need reminding that Matthew 25 informs us that we are not judged by what we do wrong, that is, the sins we commit, but rather by what we don't do, that is, our sins of omission. That is the criteria by which our good Lord uses to decide our eternal destiny. Today, let us choose to love and show mercy to everyone, especially the least of our brothers and sisters, because not only are they our neighbors, but because Jesus tells us when we love them and serve them and show mercy to them, we're loving and serving and showing mercy to him. May God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember always that heaven is our goal.